Today, Canada joined countries approving the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. And a U.S. decision could be any day now. The FDA's vaccine advisory panel meets tomorrow. And as the U.K. enters day two of its Pfizer vaccine rollout, yesterday we find out two people there developed an allergic reaction after they were vaccinated. Now, they're fine, but officials there are warning people with a significant history of allergic reactions not to take this vaccine. Let's check in with Jennifer Nuzzo, senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. And Dr. Nuzzo, so two people, very small number compared to the number that were vaccinated, but it's concerning for people. What should we know about these reactions?
Well, something like this isn't uncommon when you vaccinate, you know, people, and we, you know, expect some manner of this. But the fact that it was detected and reported and this notice issued is a symptom, you know, a sign that the system is working, that the safety protocols are in place, and that there is a monitoring effort. So when I hear this, I'm actually reassured that we are collecting the right data and keeping tabs on all the right things. And so far, I haven't heard anything that would make me, you know, worry about the vaccine for the general population.
That's good. And this is why we're told you're supposed to stay wherever you get a shot for about 15 minutes so people can monitor you. People with severe egg allergies are often monitored after getting a flu shot. But for this COVID vaccine, do you anticipate we'll hear more stories like this?
Absolutely, we will. And again, that shouldn't be interpreted as that there's a problem with the vaccine. This happens with any sort of vaccine. It is just a symptom of the fact that we are going to be doing enhanced monitoring to make sure that we fully understand what's happening after we vaccinate people. And so, I find it reassuring when we when we detect and talk about these things.
Transparency. Well, we mentioned British regulators are now warning anyone with a history of severe allergic reactions, people who carry EpiPens with them, you know, to help them come back from one of those reactions, are an example. And they're not to take the Pfizer vaccine. But what if, you know, you've had one really serious reaction to, say, the medication Indocin? I'm asking for a friend. You know, what does a serious allergy mean?
Right. It is a bit difficult. And, you know, obviously we will learn more as this vaccine is used in more people, you know, truly who may have these sorts of reactions and who not. The best advice I have is just talk to your personal clinician to sort out your particular situation. It's really hard to say at this point for individuals. It really needs a clinician in the loop to tell you what to expect.
So I'll tell my friend to call her doctor. It's what I'll do. Right. But in the minute that we have, we know we're not going to confuse this allergic reaction to some of the adverse effects that people have been having, the side effects. So explain what those are and what people might expect.
Sure. So, you know, the side effects that a lot of people experience are just part of the immune system reacting to the vaccine, which, you know, vaccines train your immune system so that when and if you come in contact with the virus, they know to go after it. And so part of the soreness or the, you know, maybe flu-like symptoms that people might feel afterwards is a sign that the immune system has recognized something and has started the training process.
Yeah. It's what's supposed to happen. Jennifer Nuzzo, a senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. Dr. Nuzzo, thank you so much.
Thank you.